I'm the friend.
Did it?
Is the light on?
Now it's on.
Anybody remember how far did we get? Remember what we learned last week? Kuf Amud Beis or Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph?
No, we're still on
Kuf Amud Aleph. We didn't start the Mishnah yet.
We did Birya. We're sort of at the beginning of Kuf Amud Aleph.
Ah, okay. Yeah, Kuf Amud Aleph. That is correct, yeah.
Let's see again the Mishnah.
The Mishnah and Daf Tzadik Vav on the base. No, we're going to get on Asher. So the Mishnah says, let's say they yanked out the Gid on Asher, then they yanked out other Gidim. They're Amuta. Gid on Asher is Asher, another Gidim Amuta. So if the Gid on Asher got mixed up with the other Gidim, so then the Mishnah says that it's not Batel. So the Gemara asks, why not? And the last line on Daf Tzadik Tes on the base, the Gemara says, Levatel Beruba. And for the Gemara, and bury your shining. That's a chumrah midirabbana. That if you have live animals, let's say there's a Mishnah in Zvachim. If you have a korban, you have a whole bunch of korbanas. You have 25 korbanas, and one of them is pasul in such a way that you can't tell, you can't recognize by looking at it. A ravea nirva mukta neba, something like that. You can't really recognize. So and it gets mixed up with the other 24 animals, and you don't know which is the korban that's kosher, which is the korban that's pasul. So the Mishnah says that it's not batel at all. So the Gemara says, why not? So chumra midrabbanan, balechaim chashivi v'loy b'teili. Balechaim have a chashivi, so it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. I treat it as if each animal is bifnei atzma. Here, it's not really a balchai, it's a gid anoshe, got mixed up with another 25 gid anoshe, gidin. The other gid namuta and the gid anoshe is asa. So a gid anoshe has the status of a beria. It's a dover shalem, it's a separate unit, and it's not bottle. So we have a few things like that. You have, the Mishnah is going to continue to say, chatich ruy liskabit is also not bottle. Let's say you have a steak was roasted, or a fertlava chicken, and it got mixed up. One trefa steak got mixed up with two kosher steaks, or with 50 kosher steaks. So mina Torah, it's batel chad betrei, yavish bi yavish is batel. Mina Rabbanan, since it's a chatich haruy leskabet bifnei ha'orchem, you would serve it if a guest would come to your home, if you have chopped meat, meatballs or something. So a trefa meatball got mixed in with 10 kosher meatballs, so that's batel bereit. That's not a chatech really skabe, it's not a dove choshev. But if you have a dove choshev, or you have a dove shev minyan, let's say a piece of jewelry is also ba'anoa, let's say anochri worships a piece of jewelry, so it becomes avodizar, but izar is also ba'anoa. So that piece of jewelry gets mixed up in a jewelry store with another 25 pieces that are muta ba'anoa, and you can't identify which is which. So that's also a chumra, that you don't sell jewelry by the weight, you sell it by the unit. You don't say, I want 5 pounds of golden jewelry. You sell each unit separately. So that's a dovish of the minyan, so it's not bottle. So all of these dinim are all made the Rabbanan. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has in one place, he raises a question. Usually you have a rule called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All the dinim Rabbanan were patterned after dinim Deraisa. So what in the world is the Kein Deraisa over here? Where do you have on the level of Deraisa that Taruvis of Yavish B'Yavish, that Chad B'Trei will not be bottled? Every Chad B'Trei is always bottled. One thing that's Aser, one thing that's Treif. One thing is also about noah, something like that gets mixed in with two things that are mutter and kosher. So it's everything is bottled for life. Where do you have this, such a mushel on the level of the Isaac? Because as chashivas, I say, it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. So he works hard on that. He doesn't really come up with a good answer. So it's interesting. Rav Soloveitchik raised a similar question. So he thought the Nesivis, who wrote the commentary on Chasham Mishpat, wrote a commentary on Yeridah, and that's called the Chavos Das, a major work that everybody uses. When you learn Yeridah, you use the Chavos Das, printed in the back of the volume of the Yeridah. So the Chavos Das has a Chiddush, he has a Ramban, he interprets Pshat in a problematic Ramban, we're not sure how to read it. So he reads the Ramban that human beings are not bottled, that's a din deraisa. There's a Tosfos that says, Beferish not so. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The Beis Din has a whole bunch of people arrested in jail. And some of them were Nigmadinam le Sayef, and one of them is Nigmadino le Skilo. And now they mix them all up and they can't remember who's Chayv Skin and who's Chayv Sayef. So the Tosfos says, let's say there are five people are Chayv Skila. Skila is the most Chomer, and one person is Chayv Sayef. So the Mishnah says, since one person is Chayv Sayef, is a lower level of punishment, so nobody gets Skila, everybody gets Sayef. So Tosfos says, why don't you say Bittul Bereiv? Give them all skila. Give them all skila. So Tosfos works on that kasha. So the Ramban answers on that kasha. Human beings are not bottle, that's a din deraisa. Human beings never lose their identity in the conglomerate. So the Rabbanan, they just extended it. So they said, all Balei Chaim Chashivim v'lo Biteli, and all barriers, and all Davishim minions. All Chaticha Ro'il is Kavim. So that's the first din that they commented, the top line of Kufa Manala. That barrier, that a Gid Anosha is considered barrier. What's considered a barrier? So Taisa says, in different places, not here. Taisa says the definition is, Micholak ain't Shmoy Olav. If you cut it in half, it's no longer called the Gid Anosha. It's a part of the Gid Anosha. When it's Bishlei Musa, then it's called the Gid Anosha. Let's say if you have an animal drops dead, and never had a Shechita, a cow drops dead, so it's Nevela. So Nevela is not called a barrier. A piece of Nevela is. Everything is called the same. You can't say Miecholik Ein Shmoy Olav. If you cut it in half, it no longer has the name. Why not? The whole thing is a nevela. If you cut a little bit, it's also a nevela. It's all the same thing. It's all called nevela. But Gid Anosha is a unit. If it's a unit, then it has the din of a barrier. A barrier is not bottle.
Body part, like kidney, heart, also units. I mean, it has a lot of body parts are units. Just not only
Gid Anosha. Yeah. But the Gid Anosha, Osir, it's a unit, that's Osir. The body part, if it's Nevela or Trefa, so there's nothing special. The body part is called a Nevela, and the Flation is also, the Flation is called Nevela. All the parts are called Nevela. There's nothing unique about the fact that it's a berry. But here, let's say, the Din of Beria, this is a Din of Beria that's only made the Rabbanah. There in Makkas, there's a Din in the third parak in Maseches Makkas, there's a Machlekes HaTanaim, how much Trefa food do you have to eat in order to get malka? So we paskin, you have to eat a kazais. Eat less than a kazais, you don't get malka. What if you swallow a whole bug, alive or dead? Doesn't make a difference. You swallow a whole bug, which is tinier than a kazais, a little ant. So the Mishnah says, if you swallow a whole berry, then you do get malkas. That berry doesn't need a sheer kazais. I mentioned last week, what if you eat a whole berry? So there's an opinion, Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, if you eat a whole berry or a whole grape, even though it has less than a kazais to it, so the Yerushalmi says that you say a bracha achreina. The Bavli never says it, so it's a question whether we should paskan like the Yerushalmi or not, because it's never mentioned in the Bavli. We have a klal, the Rif has in the end of Erev in a klal. Whenever there's a contradiction between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, then you paskan like the Bavli, because the Rif claims, this is a question whether it's true or not, the Rif claims those who edited the Bavli were aware of everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. And if they write Fakir, so then we pass on like the Chachmei HaBavli because Hilchos HaKebasroi, because they came later and they took everything into consideration and they pass on against. But over here, there is no Bavli against the Yerushalmi. Just the Bavli never says a word like that a Dovah Sholem If it's a whole berry, it doesn't need shear kazaisa. That's a big shot on Shulchan Aruch. What are we passing like that? A person eats a bean. A person, Tosafot says, if you have a tangerine, you have one section that's covered with a membrane, a whole section of a orange. Orange has sections. They have a whole sections that has less than a kazaisa. So that's one opinion of Tosafot. Since it's a berry, they say you don't need a shear. You don't need a shear kazaisa. That's the question, whether we passing like that. Yeah. I didn't mention before, Mr. Laufer has Yortzeit this Shabbos for his mother, so we dedicate the learning of Zecha Nishmas, so Isha Friday Bas Mishuv. So we left off here on the top line. On Kuf Amaral, that we learned last week, very shine. Now the top line is commenting on the next line in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, what if you have a Chaticha Shal Neveilo, and it gets mixed up with other flesh that's kosher, so it says also it's not bottle. Why should it not be bottle? It's not a barrier. Nevela is not a barrier. Feg marvel, viti bottle beruba. Let it be bottle. So the Gemara says, ha nicha, the Mishnah is nicha this. Ha nicha. This Mishnah makes sense. Laman de Omer, kosher darkly monoshaninu. There's a din, the dovish of the minion is not bottle. So I gave an example, pieces of jewelry. You don't come to the jewelry store and say, give me a pound of rings. You pay for each ring. I want one ring, I want another ring. You pay for each ring separately. You pay for each ring. So that's always sold by the unit. But what if you have something that's called Esha Darka Limanis? It's always sold by the unit. What if you have, let's say, eggs? We buy a dozen eggs. So we buy half a dozen eggs. So we buy the eggs by the numbers. But when the big companies buy the eggs from the farmers, so they probably buy 100 pounds of eggs, a ton of eggs or something. They buy by the weight. So when it's sold to the big sales, the big companies, it's sold by the weight. When they sell it to us, they sell it by the unit. So that's called kol shadarka limanis. It's sometimes sold by the unit and sometimes sold by the weight. Potatoes, I don't think are ever sold by the unit. You say 5 pounds of potatoes, 10 pounds of potatoes. You don't say a dozen potatoes. But something is sometimes sold by the weight and sometimes sold by the unit. So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. This din me the rabbanon, the dovish and minion is not bottle. Is that kol shadarka liman is anything that's sometimes sold by the minion, sometimes sold by the unit, or is it only eshadarka liman is that it's always sold by the unit? So they ask Akasha, bishleim, let's say a steak. So sometimes they sell the steak, and when the butcher sells the steak, he probably sells it by the weight. How much does the steak weigh? One steak weighs twice as much as the other steak. He's going to pay twice as much as him. But if you buy the steak in the restaurant, they charge you. They don't charge you by the weight. They charge you. You want a broiled steak, so they charge you for a steak. So the Gemara said, why is the Mishnah saying that the Chatichas Nevela is not popular? So this is Nicha. Ha Nicha. The din in the Mishnah makes sense. Laman the Amar Kol Shadak Leman Shaninu. If the Girsa in the Mishnah is whatever is sometimes sold by the unit is not bottle. Okay, so the steaks are sometimes sold by the unit. Or fertlov chicken. You go to a restaurant and you order a fertlov chicken, so they'll charge you for the value. They won't charge you more if it's a bigger piece or less if it's a small piece. They don't weigh it there. They sell it by the unit. El Laman the Amar Eshadak Leman Shaninu. But if you have the other Girsa in the Mishnah, then the dovish of the minion is not bottle, means if it's always sold by the unit. So why is chatichas nevela? Why is a steak not bottle? Everything more, no, it's not bottle because shayne chaticha hola ruil his kabit bo lifnei horchem. It says another din. Chaticha ruil his kabit is not bottle. That's a shayla. Is it called a chaticha ruil his kabit only after the steak was broiled? And then you would honor a guest, you would give it to a guest. What if it's a raw? What if it's a raw steak? You didn't broil it yet. It's b'chusa tikkun. It's not ready yet to serve to their guests. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Is that called a chaticha ruy l'skabed if it's not yet, it wasn't yet prepared? The shaila how we pass. So the Gemara utzricha, and I need the both dinim, both midiraban. I need the din to tell me that bury aloy b'teilo, that if the gid anasha got mixed in with the gidim of heter, 25 gidim of heter and one gid anasha adiser, that is not bottle. And I need the next line in the Mishnah that the steak is a chaticha ruy l'skabed bifnei ha'orchem, it's also not bottle. The Yashminon, if the Mishnah would have only told us the first din gid shum de berihi. Berihi is like bottle, has chashivas like balachaim, has chashivas like human beings, have chashiv is possibly on the level of the rice. Adol chaticha, but the chaticha where he lives gabed emaloi, I would have said that it is bottle. We ashmina chaticha, and if the Mishnah would only tell us the second case, if you have the steak that's broiled already, ticha, okay, then I would have said, well, we lives gabed balif neorchem, that has chashiv is not bottle. Adol gid, emaloi, I would have perhaps said that maybe the get on nasha is bottle. So gnemar tzricha, that's why I need the Mishnah should tell me the both din. Okay. Now the Gemara starts a new din. This din, with this toistus on the bottom, Pishukonim Asilko, this is a major issue in Yeruvah that comes up all the time in industrial kashrus. By the balabastas at home, I don't think it ever comes up. But industrial kashrus comes up. What the issue is like this, they have 25 ingredients in a certain product. So they don't mix all the 25 ingredients together by Vasacha. So sometimes they mix in ingredient number one and number two. Number one is treif, and it's so many ounces. And number two, you don't have shishim in number two against number one. But after you're going to take number one and number two, mix them together, have chamishim, have shloshim, have 30 units of heter and two against the 1 unit of isur and one. But it wasn't yet bottled in shishim. So the whole mixture is treif because it has the ingredient number one in it. Then I throw this into the rest, and now for sure I have shishim against the one number one ingredient that's treif. I have shishim against the treif ingredient, but I don't have shishim against the whole mixture. So that's a machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the Rabbi Ephraim. So the Rabbi Natam has an expression, he took it from the Gemara later, Chaticha Nasis Nevela. The original Chaticha Nas Nevela is on Daf Kuf Ches, there's a machlekes Hatanoi. Let's say I mixed, I'm cooking flesh, and I pour a little milk into the flesh. And I poured in so much milk, I don't have shishim. If you have shishim in the flesh against the milk, so it will not succeed in giving the sinas tam, unless you put in milk powder. Milk powder is like a concentrate, so then you need more than shishim. If it would have been in the form of a liquid, it would have been bottled with shishim. But if you evaporated all the water, so it's going to be nice and tam, past shishim. But let's say you put in milk, and you don't have shishim in the flesh against the milk, so the whole thing becomes basa b'chola. So now I take the piece of flesh that became treif, and I pour out all the liquid, all the fluid in the first pot, and I put now new water, and I cook the piece of flesh now. Now, let's say, I had shloshim, at 30 units of heter, flesh and water, against the 1 unit of milk that fell in. So the milk succeeded in giving the sinus time, because he only had shloshim. So now I'm going to cook another pot of water, spill out all the treif of water, I have the flesh that's basa b'cholov. Now I'm going to cook it in the water. So the flavor of the milk is going to go into the water. Some of it is going to come back into the flesh. But if I cook it now, originally I had shloshim against it. So now if I'm going to cook it a second time, you're going to have shishim in the flesh against the milk. Or if you still don't have shishim, so pour out that liquid, fill it up again with water, cook it a third time. Cook it a third time, by now you will have shishim against the milk. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim later on. Is that sufficient? That's called efshta l'sochtoi. The Rishonim explain like this. If you have a treif of pot, so the Torah says you have to kasha that pot. So when you do hagola, we assume that the hagola will succeed in taking out all the treifas. But there's no ein hagola ba'ichlan. We assume that when you have a treif of piece of meat, it has, let's say, chazash malts in it, or a piece of meat that has milk absorbed in it, we assume that by cooking it in water, it will not succeed in removing every drop of milk. Some of the milk will remain behind. Hagola is only, the Torah formulates the effectiveness of Hagola on treif of pots and pans on kelim, but ain't Hagola ba'ichlan. That's a melitza that the Ramban formulated. That's in the Loshon Ramban on Daf Kuf Ches. Ain't Hagola ba'ichlan means it will not succeed in taking out all of the milk. So there will always be a little bit of milk left behind. But originally it became basa b'chola because you didn't have shishim in the meat against the milk. And now, because I poured out all the liquid and I filled it up with liquid again, and I poured out, so a lot of the milk went out into the water. Now I'm going to cook it a third time with liquid, and more milk is going to go out, but it's going to be a little bit of milk. So by now, there is shishim in the flesh against the milk. So does it become muta now? So we paska no. That's called chaticha atzma nasis nevela. It doesn't mean that the piece becomes literally nevela. It doesn't become nevela. It's kosher. It means it becomes basa b'cholov, not nevela.
Is ink Bishalach or Bishal only a rule in Hilchas Shabbos, or is it also a rule in Kashrus as well?
That's a big discussion in Yerideya. The different possibilities. One possibility is like this. I already cooked basar b'chalav, the flesh with the milk, and it became basar b'chalav. And let's say a goy cooked basar b'chalav, and then he takes it out of the refrigerator. He wants to reheat it for supper. So he asks me, could I please turn on the fire? So there's an issa to cook basar. There's an issa bishul basar b'chalav. There's an issa achila. There's an issa hanua. Rashi and Chumash quotes the Tana that there are three psukim l'savash l'di b'chalav. Moshe says three times. Echad lisa bishul, echad lisa achila, echad lisa hanua. So a Jew is not allowed to cook basar b'chalav even though he doesn't plan to eat it. A goy is going to eat it. You're not allowed to be a chef in a treif restaurant where they're going to tell you to cook basar b'chalav. That's an isa. That's an isa deraisa. Not because he may come to eat it. It's an isa to cook basar b'chalav. So the shayla is, the guy already cooked the basar b'chalav and he put the leftovers in the refrigerator. He asks me, can you please take it out and reheat it? So that's one machlokes. Maybe I say, ein bishul acha bishul the basar b'chalav. Maybe the whole isa bishul basar b'chalav don't create basar b'chalav. Once the basar b'chalav was created, maybe there's no isa in reheating it. That's one question. Okay. Then there's another question. Let's say the flesh was cooked already by itself. And now I'm going to take flesh fully cooked from the refrigerator. Now I'm going to put on butter. And I'm going to fry the flesh. I'm going to reheat the flesh. And I'm going to cook it with the butter. So maybe I should say, since the flesh was cooked already, and Hilchas Shabbos ain't bishul acha bishul, so maybe there's no basar b'chalav deraisa. Basar b'chalav derabanan, it probably will be. Let's say I have a sandwich. I put a piece of cheese and I put a piece of salami. Everything is cold. Nothing is burning hot. So that's basar b'chalav derabanan. You're not allowed to eat meat. You have to wait 6 hours. You have to wait. You can't eat meat and milk together. But it's not going to be basar b'chalav deraisa. So that's the shayla over here. But I did cook. I took meat that already was cooked, fully cooked, and I reheat it, and this time I put on butter and I fry it. So will that become basar b'chalav deraisa? It only becomes basar b'chalav deraisa if you did bishul. Maybe it's not called bishul. Maybe just like ain bishul acha bishul b'shabbos, maybe it carries over to basar b'chalav as well. So that's a big machlokes in Yerideya. It's not in the Yerideya. The commentaries on the bottom of the page quote that discussion. There's room to say that ain bishul acha bishul is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos, because in Hilchos Shabbos we say melechas mashabbos asra Torah. The phrase melechas mashabbos never says by Shabbos, it says by Asiyas HaMishkan, when the people donated and everybody was building the Mishkan, so everything was done in such a fantastic way, it's melechas mashabbos. But the Torah says, es mikdoshi tirov eshabsoise tishmor ani Hashem. I want you to observe Kavod HaMikdash. Mora HaMikdash means extra degree of Kavod HaMikdash. Eshabsoise tishmor. So the Gemara says, Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Gemara, why is it together on one pasuk? Eshabsoise tishmor mikdoshi tirov ani Hashem. That there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash, a mitzvah to build the Mishkan on the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but you're not allowed to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. So the Gemara establishes, what is a malacha on Shabbos? What's considered? Maybe eating food is a malacha, maybe giving birth to children is a malacha. What's a malacha? Maybe not allowed to eat, maybe not allowed to breathe on Shabbos. What's a malacha? So the Gemara says, whatever was in Asiyas HaMishkan, Hachta Havim HaMishkan Hashiva Korolia, whatever was an important activity in the construction of the Mishkan called an Av, whatever was similar to what was in the Mishkan, this activity itself was not in the Mishkan, but it's similar to what was in the Mishkan, that's a toldah. Whatever was not involved in the Mishkan is not a malacha. So that connection between Malacha Shabbos and the Mishkan is based on the pasuk. It's repeated a few times in the Chumash. Shabbos is written quite a few times in connection with Asiyas HaMishkan. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos to build the Mishkan. That's how you know what the definition of malacha is. So in the Mishkan it says, all the activities of constructing the Mishkan were done in a very fancy way. It was Malachas Mashevet. So that's how we know that Hilchos Shabbos, it's only considered a malacha on Shabbos if you did it in the form of Malachas Mashevet. What's the relevance? What's the significance? So that one halacha is that Mekalkal is potter. If you did a malacha b'ofen shel kilchul potter. One definition, one halacha is that if you do kelach hayad, al yedei shinui, instead of writing with the right hand, you write with the left hand. You weren't mekalkal anything. You weren't mekalkal anything. Mekalkal would be, let's say, havara. Havara is a malacha, so a guy burns down a house. A story of Kedisha Shachaver is mekalkal. So he did a malacha. If you burn something and you're going to use the fire for some purpose, that's misakin. But if you burn down a house, you just destroyed it. So that's mekalkal. So you're not chayv. So mekalkal is based on the need for malachas malshevis. And kalachayad, if you write with your left hand, a person is a right, he writes with the left hand. So that's only a malacha derabbanan. He's not mekalkal anything, but it's not malachas malshevis. So that's what some poskim hold, that ain't bishalacha bishal means because it's a lack of malachas malshevis. If you take raw potatoes on Shabbos and you cook them, then you made them edible. So that's a malacha. Take raw flesh and I cook, I made it edible. But if I take flesh from the refrigerator that's fully cooked and I reheat it, it tastes much better when it's hot, when it's warm and hot, than straight from the refrigerator. But you didn't really accomplish that much because it was edible from before. Well, let's say you take not only en bishal acha bishal, I take an apple. In America, it's very common. People eat raw apples and people eat raw carrots. In Europe, only the Bahamas ate raw carrots. Everybody ate tzimis. They didn't eat raw carrots. Or a lot of people didn't eat raw apples. They would only eat baked apples. They wouldn't eat raw apples. So if you, let's say, but in America we do eat raw carrots, we do eat raw apples. So let's say a person cooks an apple. So from the Rambam it would appear that there's no malacha bishul deraisa because the apple was edible before you cooked it. So you didn't really accomplish so much. That's just like ain bishul acha bishul, you didn't accomplish that. There isn't so much of a malachas malshevis. So that's what some hold, that the din of ain bishul acha bishul shouldn't apply to basa b'chalav. It's only a local din in Hilchos Shabbos. And others disagree. They say no, it's a universal din ain bishul acha bishul. That if you have a piece of flesh that was cooked already, and then I take it out of the refrigerator and I cook it again, and this time I put in butter, and this time I put in milk, and I cook it together. I'm not in violation of bishul basa b'chol, because I didn't do a bishul on the flesh. I warmed up the flesh, but that's not called bishul, because ain't bishul a bishul. And in Mele, since I didn't violate bishul basa b'chol, so it doesn't become masa b'achilim in atar. It'll only be like eating cheese and salami at the same time. Only be basa b'chol rabban. So these are questions that are up in the air in Yeridei. And Yeridei doesn't say it. The commentaries on the bottom of the page, they're pilpul about this.
You have a bishul.
Whatever is offwi is not bole de chimutz. Yeah, but that's not based on ebishul achabishul. No, that's in mitzias. In mitzias, chimutz is a chemical process, a chemical reaction. When you mix flour with water and you let it sit long enough for a couple of hours, then it's bole de chimutz. But if the flour, I have a piece of bread that was baked already, then I soak it in water. You can soak it from today till next year. It's not going to be bole de chimutz. Whatever is offwi, whatever is mevushel. Let's say I took flour and I put the flour in burning hot water, and I did chalita. Also, I did bishul. If I take flour and water, and I put a fire on the bottom, so I'm cooking the flour, it's going to turn into hummus. But if I take the flour, I throw it into burning hot water, and I cook it right away in a half a second. So then the Gemara says also, if you do chalita, it's not bole de chimutz. It won't be bole. That's a mitzias. The chemical reaction of chimutz will not have. That's not really based on bishul or chadishul. That's a different din. That's a different. No, you say on Shabbos ain't bishul acha bishul. So let's say I have gedempfed the chicken. I cooked the chicken in a pot of soup, so it has one flavor, and it's in the refrigerator. Then I take out the chicken that was cooked with the soup. Has one flavor. I take off all the soup, I take the piece of chicken that I put in a broiler. Now it has a different flavor. Now it tastes like grilled chicken. So I did tzliya, achabishul. So that's a machloikas and rishanim. So Tosis quotes Rav Lezer Mimitz, the Talmud of Rabbi Natan, the one who wrote the Sefer Yireim, is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off all the 613 mitzvahs. Rav Lezer Mimitz came up with a chiddush that yesh, if you did a different form of cooking, I broiled the steak, and then instead of reheating it by putting it on top of the fire, now I put it into liquid and I make it softer. So that's a bishul achatzliya. Or if I do a tzliya achabishul, I make a whole different flavor by doing a by affecting a different kind of bishul on it, so that we're machmer on that, that yesh bishul lachar afir. So that's the chumrah if you put together all the chumras. So that's the chumrah if you have a slice of challah and you have a bowl of soup. So the bowl of soup is already a klisheni. The pot in which the soup was cooked on Friday is the klirishon. And then when you pour the soup into the bowl, it's now a klisheni. So there is a chumrah in Tosfos that yesh minatara, there's no bishul be klisheni. But Tosfos has one opinion. Tosfos is not sure. So Tosfos has one opinion, and the Ramah is machmer for that. Then with the Rabbanon, yesh bishul be klisheni if you put in a double gush. If you have, let's say, I have burning hot water from a kettle, I pour it into a cup, I make coffee, and then it's too hot to drink, so I'm going to pour in a little cold water to cool it off a little bit. I should be able to drink it. So that's a beferish gemara, that there's no bishul be klisheni at all. That's mutter. To put in water, the cold water is going to blend in with the hot water. It's not going to be noticeable. I don't have a dova bien. But let's say I have burning hot water and a klisheni, so I'm in a Torah, there's no bishul. But then I'm going to put in, so if I put in a tea bag, so the tea bag, I'll be pasha. I'm not going to eat the tea bag. So that's also, I'm putting in tablin that I'm not going to eat. So there's no bishul be klisheni. The Mishnah Berurah has a chumras, the Binyan Tzion. Rabbi Yanki Vetlinger came up with a chumra. The question is whether he's right or wrong. Came up with a chumra, maybe the tea leaves and the tea bag are kali habishul. So the Gemara says if you have something that's kali habishul, then it's a bishul deraisa, even in the klisheni. So that's the chumra. Maybe a tea bag is kali habishul. We're not sure. Maybe a tea bag is kali habishul and yesh bishul afil be klisheni. But if you don't worry about that, Chumra, that's really the Chazanish, and the other, they all say it's really a Chumra. Mikra Adin, it's not Kali Abishal. So if you put the tea bag in a Klisheni, there is no Chumra, yesh Bishal be Klisheni, because the Bishal be Klisheni is only if you put in a double gush. So let's say I put in a raw piece of vegetable. So a lot of times you put in a raw vegetable, it's not going to sit there too long. It's going to get a little warm. It's not going to get cooked. But let's say I have a bowl of soup. I pour the soup from the soup pot into a klisheni. I have a deep bowl of soup. I take a raw egg in a shell and I put the raw egg in the bowl of soup. So if you leave it long enough, it'll become, I don't think it's going to become hard-boiled egg. It's only a klisheni. It'll become a coddled egg. It will accomplish a little bit. So that's a chumrah that Tosis is not sure. Maybe midirabon and yesh bishul be klisheni if you put in something that's separate. You put in drops of cold water to cool it off a little bit so the cold water blends in with the hot water. So it's not noticeable. You put in a tea bag, you put in a flavoring, a tavlin, and I can eat the tavlin as a separate entity. The tavlin either you're not going to eat it all or it's going to blend in with the rest of the stuff. But if you put in a dova gush, so then there's a chumrah. One day in Tosis, yesh bishul be klisheni. So in Shulchan Aruch, they put together a chumra on top of a chumra. The Rabbi Elazar Mimitz says that yesh bishul lachar afir is a real din. Yesh bishul lachar afir. Let's say I baked the bread, and then I take a piece of bread, and I have a pot of soup on the fire, and I take the piece of bread which is baked, then I put the piece of bread into the pot of soup al gabi hoish. It's on the fire. So even though it already is baked, it's edible. So there's a chumra from Rav Lezer Mimitz that yesh bishul lachar afir. He's now in violation again of bishul, even though he baked it already. Yesh bishul lachar afir. So that's if you put together the two chumras, you're not about to put matzah farfel. You're not about to put chunks of challah in the bowl of soup if the bowl of soup is a klisheni. You're not about to put it in if the bowl of soup is yatzo ledes bowl. If it's Yatzel Lettuce, a lot of times it's not Yatzel Lettuce. It's warm, it's hot, but it's not necessarily, sometimes it is going to be Yatzel Lettuce. So that's why this, in Shulchan Aruch, they put together the two chumras, the Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah. So even on baked challah, even on baked matzahs, if you put it into the pot on the fire, Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, that'll be an Issa Deraisa. And yesh bishul be klisheni on a double gush. So if you put together the piece of challah into the bowl of soup, it'll be a chashash bishul midirabon. Yesh bishul be klisheni on a double gush, and yesh bishul achar afiyah. It'll be an isa. So that's why Osem, the company from Eretz Yisrael, has soup nuts that are deep fried already before. They're not baked. They were mevushel. So even if you put it into the Even if you put it, let's say, if you have the pot of soup You took the pot of soup off the fire. And I take the osam container with all the soup nuts and I pour all the soup nuts into the pot, into the klivishon. If the pot of soup is still on top of the fire and I take the osam soup nuts and I pour it in, that's an isur of hachazara. You're not allowed to take, let's say, the chicken was cooked and it's in the refrigerator. I'm going to take the chicken out of the refrigerator, put it back on top of the fire. So that's called hachazara. You're permitted to reheat the chicken, but you're not allowed to. So you're not allowed to take the soup nuts and pour it into the pot, into the soup pot, and the soup pot is still on top of the fire. But let's say you took the soup pot off of the fire, so then there isn't going to be any prohibition of hachazara. Hachazara is only when the thing is lagabi huesh. It'll just be a shayla bishul hachabishul. So the soup nuts, the awesome soup nuts, were cooked already. That's the whole chiddush. The whole chap, that they're fried in a deep fry, so it's mavushal. So there's no bishul hachabishul. So when people normally throw the soup nuts into the bowl of soup, and there's a chumra that it's a cliche, there's a chumra that is bishul v'dabra gush, and yesh bishul hacharafiyah, so here it's bishul hachabishul, because the first time it was done, it was fried with a deep fry, that's mavushal. A bishul hachabishul is mutta. That's a big machlokes and Tosis has the shayla. Ready machlokes and Shulchan Aruch. If you have a ladle, you have a soup, you have a pot of soup on the fire. So if it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to stir the pot of soup while it's on the fire. That's called megas. If you have a pot of soup on the fire, you stir it, even though everything is fully cooked. So there's a chumra from the Rishonim that nobody understands. Mishnah Berurah says nobody understands what the chumra is. That if you megas, if you stir the pot of soup or the pot of chol and balance on the fire, that's bishul deraisa. That's bishul achabishul. Why is it bishul achabishul? Ain't bishul achabishul. Everything is fully cooked. So we're machmer not to stir the pot when it's on the fire. So if you're going to put in the ladle to take out the soup when the pot is still on the fire, right on top of the burner, it's still on the fire. So you're always going to be stirring the soup in the pot. So you always, that's why the practice is, you always take the pot of soup off of the blech, or you take it at least, let's say you have a big blech on the four burners, so you take pot of soup off of the burner which is on, put it on a different part of the blech, where the fire is not there on the bottom. So you're not being megas hagabi hoesh. So you take out the soup with the ladle, and then you pour it into the bowl. So the shayla is, the pot in which the soup is cooked is a klivishon. Then when I take it out in the ladle, maybe I should consider that a klisheni, but then when I pour it into the bowl, that should already be a klishlishi. So the chumra that there's bishul be klisheni, that's only be klisheni, there's bishul. But once it's already klishlishi, that you don't have to be machmer. So that's two opinions in Tosfos. When you put the ladle, the cup part of the ladle submerged under the level of the soup in the pot, everything in the ladle becomes a klivishon, because everything in the pot is a klivishon. So then when you take it out, all of a sudden that becomes a klisheni, but it started off as a klivishon. When you submerge the cup part, the holding part of the ladle under the level of the soup, so everything in the ladle became a klivishon. So that's why many amachma, even after you take it out, it still retains the status of klivishon. Only when you pour it into the bowl, into the soup bowl, then it's called a klisheni.
How long does it remain a klivishon? I take it off to fire.
Kozman that is still Yad Soledis. It'll reach a point that it's going to go down below Yad Soledis. How much is Yad Soledis? How much is it? Rav Soledis said he tried it out many times. He thinks it's between 140 and 160. He thinks below 140 is nothing to discuss. And all the kashrus organizations in America are machma, anything above 120. We're machma that's possibly considered Yad Soledis. In Eretz Yisrael, they have a chumra that anything above 113 degrees is considered a suffix. Maybe it's a yatzalez. Where did they get a gematria 113? What is that based on? So that's based on an experiment. They made a scientific experiment. I have a trefa knife, and I shech the kosher animal with trefa knife is clean. There's no chazal shmaltz on the knife. But it's a trefa knife that was used for trefas, burning hot trefas. It has a bli of trefas in the knife. So I shecht an animal. So when you shecht an animal, a duck, a chicken, a behemoth, a deer, whenever you shecht an animal, so the neck becomes very, very hot. So the Gemara has a machlokes in the first perek in Chulin, where the base hashchita, the neck, where you shecht the base hashchita is tzoinen, does mean it's ice cold. Tzedek means it's below yatzah letters. Or should I assume beis hashchita resech? If beis hashchita reseach, if you should assume it's yatzah letters, apparently it's borderline, it's near yatzah letters. If you assume beis hashchita is reseach, so then it can give a blia, the treif or knife can give a blia into the neck of the animal, and the neck of the animal will become treif. That part where you cut with the treif or knife will become treif. But if you hold beis hashchita tzeinen, doesn't mean it's tzeinen, you put your hand there, it's hot, it's hotter than it is normally. When you shech the animal, it gets hotter than it usually is. So if it's tzeinen, it's below yatzaladah, so the treif or knife will not succeed in making the neck treif. So the Gemara paschen beis hashchita tzeinen. Beis hashchita is not resech. So they tested it, different animals, they tested how hot is the neck when they shecht it. So they came out that the neck of a duck is the hottest, hotter than cows and hotter than deer and hotter than chickens and turkeys. The neck of a duck is 114 degrees Fahrenheit, something like that. 113 degrees Fahrenheit. And the Gemara had a machlekes, but the Beis HaShechita Tzayin, Beis HaShechita Vesech. Gemara finally comes, apparently it's borderline. So Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, Beis HaShechita is Tzayin. Gemara doesn't distinguish one animal and the other. So it even goes on the neck of the duck, which is the hottest, hotter than all the others. But if it's 114 already, oh, so that's already, that may be on the other side of the border. That's no longer, 113 was borderline. It's a little humorous. 113 is Tzayin and 114 is Resech.
113 is 45 degrees centigrade, so mm-hmm. that may be why they got to 113, which is a rather strange number.
No, they say they did it because they shechted the different animals and they tested how hot is the neck. So the hottest neck, when you shecht it, the neck gets hotter when you shecht it. The hottest neck was the duck, and the Gemara says none of the necks become treif when you shecht it, they're all Tzayin. But the Gemara had a machlekes, so you see that it's somewhere close to the yatzah letters. So that's it, the hottest, that it becomes 113, and anything above that, we have to be concerned, maybe that's already yatzah letters.
So French fries taste different than if you just cook a potato in water. So does the halacha distinguish between cooking in oil and cooking in water? Or
with respect to what?
Like if you do one after the other, or the other after the first, or it's considered exactly the same?
It's the same form of cooking. I don't think we distinguish. I mean, the first I cook the potatoes in water, then I cook the potatoes in oil. I think we would say, Ein bishul ha bishul, even though it tastes much better now. We would say, Ein bishul ha bishul. But if the first time I cook the potatoes in water, the second time I put the potatoes in the oven to make them baked potatoes, it's going to have a different kind of cooking. So that's the chumer of Rav Lezer Mimitz. So yesh afiyah achabisha, yesh bishal achafiyah. Whenever it's a different kind, then it's yesh bishal achabisha. Nochamo. So let's get back again. So on Daf Kufches, there is a machloikis hatanoim. Thank you. There is a machloikis hatanoim. Chaticha nasis nevela. Rabbi Soloveitchik said he used to give oral bechinas for smicha, and it was a disaster. So he said on one occasion he asked one of the candidates for smicha, tell me what is dogm tirish v'yitza. Every day he's saying kriyashma. So after the ganach v'sirosh chavitzarach, what does it mean? The guy didn't know what it meant. Dogm means the chamesh, he's been a dog in the grains. Tirish means wine, and yitza means olive oil. The guy didn't know what it was. He was trying to get smicha. So on one occasion he asked one of the suv, but that you don't learn here or there. Don't tirish v'yitza. He was asking. The Rishonim would say that the obligation to be mafresh, most of the Rishonim say we pass on halacha, the obligation to be mafresh trumas and maisers and whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael. So when our Torah it's only on don't tirish v'yitza. The hafrashas trumas and maisers and other fruits and vegetables and everything else, bebalach is only midi rabbanah. So he asked the student, what is Dogen Tirish V'yitza? He did not. So he said, on another occasion, he asked the student, what does it mean, Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nadeva? So the kid translated literally, if you take a piece of meat and you cook it with milk and you eat it, you get malkins because of Echon Nadeva. So that's ridiculous. How did it become Nadeva? It was kosher flesh. He cooked it with milk. Not to be taken literally, Chaticha Nasis Nadeva. What it means in the Gemara, if you take a piece of meat and you cook it with milk, it's also because of Basa B'cholav, and it's irreversible. Even if you squeeze out, even if you cook it with more water now, and so much milk will come out, that the, when you eat the piece of meat now, you will not taste the flavor of the milk. Originally, it only becomes basar b'chalav if you can taste the flavor of the milk and the meat. But now you removed so much milk by cooking it, switching the liquid. You cooked it again, switched the liquid, cooked it again. So there's so little milk in the meat now that you don't taste the flavor of the meat. So there's one opinion in the Tanoim that it's chozer lehechshero, that the basar b'chalav becomes mutter. And the Ravid paskens like that. Usually, when you have a Rambam and the Ravid is masik, usually the Ravid is really right. The Ravid, the Rambam is against the Gemara. Where do you get it? Here, the Rambam is just quoting the Gemara. The Ravid is wild. The Ravid has some kind of a pshat, but why we shouldn't pasken chatich and asnevela? We don't understand. So Rav Chaim breaks his head. Rav Chaim has a whole essay and his sefer on the Rambam to try to explain the Ravid. Why the Ravid paskens? You don't say chatich and asnevela, but we pasken. You do say, once you cook basar b'chalav, so that piece is nasa nevela. It doesn't mean it becomes an isa nevela. It becomes basar b'chalav, and ein macholas asuris is not chozer lahetero. It's not going to become mutter. You can remove as much milk as you want. If a little bit of milk is going to remain behind, it's still going to be asa. What is a machlokes is? What if you succeed in removing every single speck of milk? That's a shot. What a epshel hafrido to distinguish. Epshel esochto from epshel afrido. That's where I'm Salvechi coined the new expression. Epshel esochto is aser. If you squeeze out so much milk from the piece of flesh that was cooked with the milk, then now you can't taste the flavor of the milk. That's the machlekes on daf kufches. Epshel esochto muta. Epshel esochto aser. So the Rambam paskens against the Ravid. The Rambam, all the Rishonim paskens except the Ravid. Epshel esochto is aser. Even though you succeeded in removing so much milk that now you can no longer taste the flavor of the milk, but it's still basar b'chalav. What if it's epshel lahafrida? What if you removed every single speck of milk? Mamish, no milk left. Maybe it reverts back to the original status. Maybe it's no longer. So that's a machlokes. That the Shach quotes. When Rav Soloveitchik gave the shiurim on Hilchos basar b'chalav, that was the first shiur. That's the way he used to have his own expressions. When he explained things on Allah, he said, Torah Shabbat Peh, there's no fixed text. Torah Shabbat Chsab, there's a text, there's a mole, there's a choser, there's a osias gedolus, osias ketanus, there's a way you have to write to save Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh, there's no fixed text. There is a text, we want to know what does it say in the Gemara, because whatever the Gemara says, we want to know every word, every letter, how to understand it. But strictly speaking, there is no text. Al Pidin, it's it. Torah Shabbat Peh belongs to the world of ideas, as long as I understand the idea. So he always used to, he said, every Talmud Chacham says things in their own terminology, their own language. He liked to say his own style. He used to have his own nomenclature, his own Lashonis. So he used to formulate different Lashonis. So that's what he said. Epshel esochto, you squeezed out so much milk that now the little bit of milk that's still in the flesh is not nice and tam. Now you can't taste it. So that'd be paskin as osar. What if you did epshel hafrida? What if you remove every speck of milk from the flesh? So the Shach quotes, that's a machlokes. Shach has machlokes. That's a machlokes. So here, what does it mean epshel esochto osar? What does it mean? So we gave the masha before. I cooked a piece of meat in a pot and I poured in milk and the milk succeeded. There is no shishim in the flesh with the liquid against the milk. I poured in a lot of milk and the milk succeeded in giving tam into the flesh. So the flesh is basar b'chalav. Then I spill out all the liquid and I put in more liquid, put in new liquid, and now a lot of the milk comes out of the flesh and it mixes in with liquid. Then I spill out that liquid, I put in new liquid. So now you can't taste the flavor of the milk and the flesh, but that's called, since it gave tama the chaticha, chaticha atzma became osir. It doesn't mean literally nasis nevela. Chaticha atzma nasis iser. It turned into an iser basar b'chalav. And now it's not enough if you have shishim against the milk and you say, oh, the milk doesn't exist, and therefore the flesh is mutter. The milk is still there. A masha of milk is still there. And it originally, initially, it did become basar b'chalav. So it remains basar b'chalav. That's the original chaticha nasis nevela. We assume that's a din deraisa. Chaticha atzma nasis nevela and basar b'chalav is a din deraisa. Even though I removed almost all the milk, or maybe according to the one opinion, even removed all the milk, the chaticha remains us. And if this chaticha flesh with the little milk that got absorbed will fall into another pot of food, it won't be enough to say you have shishim against the milk. shebo, and the milk won't asa. No, the flesh also became asa. Once the milk joins with the flesh and it's nice and tam, if the milk falls into the pot of flesh and it doesn't succeed in giving tam, 2 drops of milk fall into a big pot full of flesh. So the milk is batel b'shishma. So it never gave tam into the flesh in the first place. It never became basa b'cholav in the first place. But if initially so much milk fell in that it did succeed in giving tam into the flesh and it became basa b'cholav, so now the flesh is asa. Not just the milk is asa. The flesh is also asa. So if this piece of flesh that became basa b'cholav falls into a new pot, you have to have shishim against the whole piece of flesh. So that's basa b'cholav. That's chaticha nasna b'el is a din deraisa. And the chaticha is not chazeres lehetera. And if the chaticha's basa falls into another part of flesh, another part of whatever, you need shishim against the whole piece of flesh. Not enough you have shishim against the milk, and you say the milk didn't succeed in giving tam into the new mixture. The flesh is awesome. So that's chaticha nasvela basa b'chola. So this gigantic Tosfos talks about chaticha nasvela b'shari surim. In Yerideya, they talk about chaticha nasvela as a long sentence with a lot of syllables, so they made a Rashi Tevis out of it, chanan. Chaticha nasis nevela. Some people think that, some people don't, they never learned Yerideya. So they think that, and why you, everything goes with Rosh Tevis. Why you? And Acom is Albert Einstein College of Medicine, they have a lot of reads. Everything is Rosh Tevis. They thought that we invented not by not. We didn't invent not by not. It's in Yerideya, it's in the Gemara, not by not. And Chanan is, everybody says in Yerideya, called the Chanan. Chaticha nasis nevela, Chanan. So this is the Machlekes Rabbein Ephraim was the Talmud of the Rabbein Ephraim. He lived in Regensburg, Rabbein Ephraim in Regensburg. So Rabbein Ephraim had a Machlekes with the Rabbein Ephraim. Most of the Rishonim held against the Rabbein Ephraim. Most of the Rishonim held like the Rabbein Ephraim. Does this then apply Bishari Sur? It means like this. Let's say I'm cooking potato soup. I'm cooking potatoes, I'm cooking flesh, and then I pour in little chazer schmaltz. Not that I pour in milk, and it becomes basa b'chola. I pour in little chazer schmaltz, and I don't have shishim. I have flesh, I have potatoes, I pour in chazer schmaltz, I don't have shishim. So everything is straight, you can't eat anything. So you spill out all the fluid, and then you put in some more liquid, and I keep on cooking some more. So now the chazer schmaltz, the flavor of the chazer schmaltz, part of it goes into the water proportionately. And now when I eat, if a guy will eat the flesh or eat the potatoes, he will not taste the flavor of the chazer schmaltz. Or let's say he still will, so you pour out that liquid and you put in more liquid a few times, and now you no longer taste the flavor of the chazer schmaltz. So do you say, chaticha nasnevel bishari surim also? Or let's say the thing that we gave before. At home, in the private home, it rarely happens. But industrial cash, it happens all the time. In one factory, you can have a product that has 25 ingredients. So in one factory, they mix ingredient A and B, and then they sell it to a different, then they send it over to a different factory. When A is treif and B is kashin, you don't have shishim and B against A. Then they take A and B mixed together, they send it to a different factory. Then they throw it into a big pot. You have shishim against A, the treif ingredient, but you don't have shishim against the whole mixture of the A and B together. So do you need shishim against everything? Against the whole carrier of the Issa? That's called chaticha atzma nasis nevela. The whole taruvis is considered treif, and you need shishim. You have to calculate shishim against the whole taruvis. So he's saying, no, all you need is shishim against the Issa shebo. You don't need shishim against the whole thing. So Rabbein Ephraim said, there is no such din. Chaticha nasis nevela b'shar sum. It doesn't exist. And most of the Rishonim say like the Rabbein Ephraim. And that's what the Mechaber Rabbi Yosef Kar Paskins in Yerudeh. Chaticha atzma nas nevela is only in basa b'cholav. That's a sugya on top kufches. That's a real din deraisa. And here, it doesn't apply to sharisim. And the Rabbi Natan disagrees. He says that just like by basa b'cholav, you say chaticha atzma nas nevela, you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha of flesh. Not enough to have chaticha, to have shishim against the milk shabo. And I say it's considered as if the milk is no longer here, because the bottle of shishim, milk is not here, so it's basa b'cholav. No, you need shishim against, since it became basa b'cholav, you need shishim against the whole chaticha. So the same over here, if you have heter, and isa fell into the heter, and you didn't have shishim, now the whole taruvis falls into another pot, another taruvis. So the Rabbein and Tam came up with a chumah, and that's Ashkenazim. Have the minig, we follow, not a minig, we follow the Rabbein and Tam. We machman this. Mikra din, it's really muta. Mikra din, the din is really like the Rabbein Ephraim. But it's a chumra.
Well, we said,
yeah.
What about the kli? Does that play any role?
Yes. What do you mean, what about the kli?
In other words, that it's nevela now, and the kli, and you...
Let's say I was cooking kosher food in a pot, and I poured in a little chazer shmatz, and I don't have shishim.
Right.
So right now this kli becomes straight. Mm-hmm. This treat because I poured in the chazer shmatz. Then I pour out all the liquid. Let's say I pour the thing into a different pot.
Clean.
So the pot will become treif. If you don't have shishim against the whole carry of the isser, it's not enough to have shishim against the ingredient number one. That's treif. You have to have shishim against the whole thing.
So the next
kli will also become treif.
Until the third one.
Also, keeps on going. That third one also. Until you're going to have shishim against the whole mixture. It's a big chumra. So we pass kamikir adin. There's no din achaticha nasmei l'bishari sum. It's only a chumra, and that's why it's a big hefse meruba, big shas atchak. Then sometimes we would be mekel. So why we machmer? Why we have a machmer? Out of respect to the rabbeinu tam. You have a lot of times like that. In hilchas kashrus, it's really mutter, but out of respect for the rabbeinu tam, so we don't allow it. But there's a limit how far you mechuyim to respect the rabbeinu tam. So if you're going to suffer a hefsed merubah, you invited Orchim to come for Shabbos, and you're going to be left with nothing to eat, so then revert back to the Iker Adin. Whenever you make a laner of Shabbos, b'malkam Orchim, a hefsed merubah, so the Ramah writes, what it means is, Iker Adin, it's really mutter, it's just the chumah, shem kvodu shal Rashi, shem kvodu shal Rabbeinu Tam, shem kvodu shal Rashba, whatever. There's a minority opinion that something is fake, so we respect that opinion. But there's a limit how far you mechuyav to respect the Talmid Chacham.
Can Rabbeinu Ephraim hold that in Hagala Ba'ochlin or Efshal Asel to Asir, even though he holds Bishari Sumein Chatichas Nas and Vela, nevertheless, you can't dilute out from the Chaticha itself? You were saying two examples that you don't need Shishim Kneged Kola Isir, that I understood with Rabbeinu Ephraim. Then you also said with Rabbeinu Ephraim that you can dilute out from the Basar.
So what about the original piece of basa?
Yeah, there should always be asa, unicorn or benefit, because that's something different. That's in hagala ba'ochlin.
In hagala ba'ochlin means you will not succeed in removing all the treifas, but you will succeed in removing so much, and now you'll have shishim in the chaticha against it. So that's a contradiction. Two places in the Mechaber. The Mechaber Paschal is like that Ben Ephraim.
Right.
So one place he writes, a chaticha atzma chozeres lehetera.
Right.
The other place he writes, no, the chaticha atzma will be asur. So the Shach discusses what the answer is to the steer.
Rabbeinu Ephraim's position would be?
The two versions of what? That's a stira.
Right.
What did the Rabbeinu Ephraim say? That's a little unclear. But Rav HaRishonim hold like the Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Chaticha Nas Nevela only applies to Basim B'cholov, doesn't apply to Sharisim. And even the Ramor follows the Psaka of Ashkenaz.
Yeah, Rabbeinu Ephraim is also Ashkenaz.
Right. Rabbeinu Ephraim was the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Ephraim. But over here, Rav HaRishonim hold like the Rabbeinu Ephraim against the Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So we consider Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Sum is only a Chumra Mid Rabbanan. The Tosis over here, there's a long Tosis here, Kuf HaMaral going over Talmud Beis. So the last 10 lines, Tosis has a Kasha. Last 15 lines, Tosis has a Kasha. Last 20 lines. The Kasha is on the assumption that the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Sur, is a Din D'Oraisa. And we don't hold like that. We paskin, there's a Tosis later Kuf Ches on the base, but Tosis writes beferish that Rabbi Natam Shita Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Sum, he only meant it mid Rabbanan. He only meant it mid Rabbanan, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says that's also wrong. It's not even, doesn't exist at all. It's not even mid Rabbanan. It's not mid Ador. It's not mid Rabbanan. So we assume the Ran has a long Arichas. If you look in the Ran, on this daf, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's no riff. I think there's a page where he took over the whole page. I think so. Where is it? Or maybe it's in Kol HaBasa. No, it's in Perek Kol HaBasa. I think the Ran took over the whole page and there isn't even any riff. So the Ran writes Beferish, Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's only Midi Rabbanon, it's not Min Ator. He has a lot of kulas based on that. I don't know where the Ran is. No, I don't know. Well, here it is. Yeah, page Mem Gimel. Here it is. Take a look. Mem Gimel on the base. And the riff. Mem Gimel on the base and Mem Dalet on the Aleph. It's only Ron. There's no riff. It's not really what I said is wrong. It's not Mem Gimel Amid Beis. This is on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. There's one column over there on. This is Amid Beis and this is Amid Gimel. And then on Daf Mem Dalet, this is Amid Aleph and this is Amid Beis. Amid means a column. This is Amid Aleph, this is Amid Beis. And on the other side, is this is Amid Gimel already. So you look and you're there. That's how they describe. A lot of Rishonim, like the Ozarua. The Ozarua has two columns on every page. So they tell you, Daf Tzadik and Ozarua, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis, Amid Gimel, Amid Dalet. Because there are four columns on Daf Tzadik. So that's over here. These long, long runs. That's the part of what that has a lot to say. The part of what he says is, Rabbin and Tam Shit, Zoli Midirabonon, Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishar Sum, Zoli Midirabonon. The Din there rises by Basa Becholov. So since it's pattern called the Tikkun Rabbanan came, there is a Tikkun pattern after Basa Becholov, so you have certain kudas in the Chatich and Nas Nevel. And if you have a Sofik, if the Issa went in at all, so then they say Sveika the Rabbanan Lekuli. You know, it's not a Din there is a Chatich and Nas Nevel Bishar Yisun. That says in Yerida, the whole Din of Chatich and Nas Nevel Bishar Yisun is only Rabbanan. So you have a Sofik, you go Lekuli. So you got to figure out how do you read this Gemara. The Gemara says, before you say, Chaticha Nas Nebeil Bishari Sum. So how does Rabbeinu Ephraim reinterpret the Gemara? So that we got to take a look. So let's see again. Dorash Rabba, we left our Kufa Med Aleph, about seven lines from the top, in the middle of the line. Dorash Rabba Bar Barchona. He came from Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Chaticha Shal Nebeilo, or Shal Dak Tomei, this does mean and, either chatichas nevela or tray for fish, enoi seres, it fell into a pot of food. We're cooking vegetable soup, and a piece of nevela flesh falls in. So you see the flesh, so you pull it out, take out the nevela flesh, and give it to the dog to eat. So does it asa the vegetable soup? Enoi seres, or a piece of tray for fish falls in, and you see the whole pot is vegetable soup. You take out the fish, so you give it to the guy, give it to the dog, whatever. So does it asa the pot? Enoi says, does nasa the whole potato, the vegetable soup, ashtitin tambe roitev of the keeper of achatichas. That means he calculates shishim. You assume it was cooking there for a while, so the flavor that came out, the particles, the tiny particles that came out from the piece of nevela, from the piece of the tray for fish, dak tome, doesn't mean tome, mekabel tome, means non-kosher. Beim etmeh means a non-kosher beim, so dak tome means a non-kosher fish. Only asas, if you don't have shishim, counting everything all together. You count the roitev of the liquid, the keeper, the tiny particles, solid particles on the bottom of the pot, and the chatichas, everything is mitzarev to be mevatel, the chazer shmatz that fell in b'shishim. So that's what Rabbi Bar Bochana said. Okay, very nice. He didn't say anything. That we know. That's elementary. Uki Rabba Moira Alei, they didn't have a loudspeaker. So the one who gave the shiur, if there was a big crowd, said he had a scream on top of his lungs. So it's not bekovedik that the Rosh Yeshiva should scream. So they used to have an amoira, like a miturgamon. The Rebbe would whisper the shiur to him, and he would scream the shiur out loud. So that's called an amoira. Rav was an amoira. Rav and Shmuel were the first generation of amoraim. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the last generation of Tannaim, and after him they're all amoraim. But the technical term amoira means a speaker. Why do you call the Amoraim Amoraim? Also because Tosis says, because the Amoraim used, the Tanoim sometimes would speak, the style of speaking would be like debaters. They would sometimes debate with each other, Lidivrechem, instead of saying, Klor, my position is XYZ. They would debate and they'd say, you're wrong, and give a whole cloudy explanation. And Amoraim usually explain more clearly. Amora means one who can speak well. So Ukim Rav Amoira Alei, the Dorash Rav had an Amoira speak in public, and he said to the Amoira, say in public the following: Din Kivin Shenas and Tambachaticha. If the Nevela succeeded in giving, there was no shishim and the Chaticha's Basar, this kosher flesh in the pot, and the Nevela was cooked together with the kosher flesh. So if you don't have shishim in the flesh against the nevela, kivin shenasa tam bechaticha, and the other flesh, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, it's not talking about basa mecholov, it's talking about nevela over here. So the Gemara says, chaticha atzma nasis nevela b'shari sur. There's beferish in the Gemara. So that's Beferish, that's where the Rabbeinu Tam got it from. The Gemara said Beferish, you do say Chatir Hanas Nevela Bisharism. So he says, Veseris Kol HaChatichas Kulam Pnei Shehein Mina. Convoluted. What does he say? Yeah, the Gemara is going to ask, what's the thing that's up over here? I cooked a piece of Nevela with a lot of flesh. So if the Nevela succeeded, if there's no Shishim in the flesh against the Nevela, then the nevela becomes osa because no shishim. Then the nevela asas the rest of the flesh because flesh and flesh is min bin minah. Well, what do you have to go? The piece of nevela is flesh. What do you have? The nevela asas the piece of flesh. Then the piece of flesh that became osa asas the rest of the flesh min bin minah. Save the nevelas all with all the pieces of flesh. What is he talking in circles? So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Safra L'Abaye. Rav is the first generation of Amorim. These Abai and Rav lived a few generations later. So they said, "Oh, but it's din of Rav." Amalei Rav Safra L'Abaye. So he asked the question, "Michti Rav Kamanim Arloshmatik Rav Yudam and Mimena Loi Batal." There is a Machlekes Hatanoim. We learned it in Perei Kisei Adam. We learned in the Mishnah in Kisei Adam. You only do Kisei Adam if you shech chickens or you shech chayas. Deer. If you shech the behemoth doesn't have a mitzvah kisei adam. So let's say there's a puddle of blood because we've shecht in behemoth all day long. So there's no mitzvah kisei adam. Then he shechs one chicken and a little dam comes out from the chicken. So does he have to do kisei adam? The dam of the chicken is 1%. The whole place is full of dam over here. So I should say the dam of the chicken should be bottled bereiv. You only need shishim when you're talking about tam kik if you're going to eat it. No one's going to eat the blood. No one's going to eat the blood. Blood is on the floor. Even the goyim are not going to eat the blood. So the whole din that you need shishim to be mevatel is only with respect to eating. You say, tam kik, if you don't have shishim, then the isa that fell in is not bottled because it's nice and tam. Here we're not talking about eating. Just talking, is there a mitzvah kisei adam? So you ought to say, a little dam, if there are 100 units of dam, oaf that need kisui and 101 units of dam behemoth that does need kisui, that's bottle chad betre. There's 51% is dam behemoth which does need kisui, and 49% is dam oaf that does need kisui. So it should be bottle berab. So that's what we would say is bottle. Rab Yudah says no, mim bemina loy bottle. Dam bedam is not bottle, and you still have a mitzvah to do the kisui adam. Where did Rab Yudah get this? How does he know such a wild idea that dam bedam is not bottle? He got it from the pasuk that the kangaroo on Yom Kippur has to be zarek. He takes the soil Hashem, and he does rikas adam in the kodesh kadoshim, then in the heichal in front of the parochas, and then he takes the parachatas hashalo, his parachatas. Then he mixes them together. Each one is in a different klisharis. Then he mixes them together. Ma'arvin lekranis. He mixes the adam together to do the zrika and the mizbech apnimi. Usually the Mizbech HaPnimi is only used for Haktoras. But on Yom Kippur, that's one of the few exceptions to the rule that you zorek the Dam of the Korbanus, of the Dam of Purim, Dam of Sar, you zorek on the Mizbech HaPnimi. So the Tanoim were bothered with a question, Hadova Yadua, that the Dam HaPur is going to be, the Pur is a big fat animal, the Sar is a skinny animal, so there's going to be more Dam HaPur than there is going to be Dam HaSar. And if you got to hold the cup, the klisharis can't be a paper cup, it has to be metal. So if you're going to hold the klisharis under the neck of the par for a shorter period of time, only for 1 second, you're going to hold the klisharis under the neck of the sor for a longer time, you're going to have more dama sor than you're going to have dama par. Never going to be 50-50. It's one chance in a million, billion, trillion is going to be exactly 50-50. How can it be 50-50? Highly unlikely. The likelihood is just a million to one is not going to happen. So either it's going to be Dhamma Par is going to be Merubah, Dhamma Sar is going to be Merubah. So whichever is Merubah, the other one is considered Batal Berayv, and it's non-existent. So he's never fulfilling the din of doing the Zrika V'lokach Chayim Dhamma Par Madhamma Sar. Whichever, because Ma'arvin L'Kronis, before you do the Zrika on the four Karnas HaMizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech Hazav, the Mizbech HaKtores, you have to mix the Dham together. Mix it together, so one is going to be the right, one is going to be the Miut. So how are you in fulfillment? So Rabbi Yudah says, Mikan, for here you learn that dam bedam is not bottle. Maim and maim is not bottle. Whatever it's liquidy, min bemin or lach balach is not bottle. And the Chachamim disagree. What do they do with the pasuk? A different din. So that's what the Gemara says. Michti, amalei Rav Safra L'Abaye. We heard that Rabbi Gezokta is adin. The nevela flesh gives tamenet chaticha basar. They're not chaticha basar is mina with the rest of the basar. So he says, what is it going so convoluted? The nevela flesh is still there. Rav holds like Rav Yudah, obviously. We don't paskin like Rav Yudah. Rashi paskins like Rav Yudah. Rashi paskins that we had that tesis earlier. Rashi paskins like Rav Yudah. Where was that tesis? Rashi happens to paskin the minimum Rashi. Here, this is the tesis over here. Here. Tzadik Zayin Amid Aleph. The gigantic tesis. Omar Rove, so the Kamon Perakalabasa, Pasak HaKunches, Ki Rav Yudah, the minimum Minimum Bottle. Because Rav holds like that, and Shmuel holds like that, that's what Rashi says. And Tesis goes ahead to establish that we don't accept that Rashi. We don't pass like Rashi. We pass and against Rav Yudah, the Mimimina is Batul, it's not the Mashim. So that, but Rav held like Rav Yudah. Rav passed like Rav Yudah. So, Omale Rasafer Labai, you've got the fact Akasha, Michli Rav Kaman Amar Lishmaita. Who is he going like Rav Yudah? He says, the piece of Nevela flesh gave time into a piece of Kasha flesh. Then the piece of Kasha flesh is cooked together with the other Kasha flesh. So Mimimina b'mashahu. What do you need the middle stage? The nevela flesh is there. You cook it with the other flesh. That's Mimimina. Why do you have to go in two steps? Kiman amar l'shmaita. Who is he going like Rabbi Yudah? The Amar, his opinion is Mimimina loy batal. So my area, what do you have to say? Kinos and tam. Because the treif of flesh gave him the sinas tam. And the kosher flesh, the first piece. And then the kosher flesh is Mimimina with the rest. In fact, Akasha, my area, why does he say because kinosan tam? I feel like kinosan tam nami. The original piece of nevela flesh is mimimina with all the kosher flesh in the pot. So what did he stop off? What do you need a middle stage for? Omalei, Sabai answers back to Rab Safran, no, Hochmaskin, Bishikonim, and Silko. No, we're talking a case like this. I cooked the nevela flesh with one piece of kosher flesh. And then I realized, what did I do? What an idiot. It's the nevela. And identify which is which. This is one shape, this is a different shape. So I take the nevela flesh and I give it to the dog. But then the kosher flesh just became treif, because he didn't have shishim against it. Kivin shenas satam v'chaticha, so that, now, if I take the chaticha v'heter, that has the flavor from the treif piece of flesh, and I throw it into a new pot, even if you have shishim, it's not going to help, because mimimino is b'mashu. That's what he says. We're talking about the case. So what does it mean? Chaticha atzma. What does it mean? Chaticha atzma nasis nevela. What is he?
Only the
chaticha. What did he mean? Rabbi Ephraim hold, but Rav Harishanim hold. There's no such din. Chaticha nas nevela is only a basa b'cholim. That's the din of basa b'cholim. When they join together, they become treif. Over here, if you have a treif of pieces giving a flavor into the kosher piece doesn't become treif. How can it become nevela? It's a shchut, that's not nevela. Flesh and milk, you create a new concept of basa b'chola. But nevela cooked with kshera, the kshera remains kshera, the nevela is the isa. So what does mechatich atzman as nevela? So the Rishonim explained, the Tosfos is very unclear. Tosfos never says, the Rashba explains it a little better. Tosfos, Rashba says the whole Tosfos is much better. Tosfos never explains what the whole story is going on. With the long arichas and the Tosfos, even after Achrei Kechlos HaKol, you still don't fully understand. You got to read it in the Rashba.
Maybe there's soup involved here.
There is a lot of soup.
So what about the other parts, the
vegetable soup? Like that? What he means is like this. See, the Rabbi Ephraim says like this. You see from the Gemara, the chatichas nevela nosna tam bechatichas kshera. Water has to be nosna tam means you don't have shishim in the kosher piece of. Originally, I cooked the nevela piece with kosher meat, and then I took a nevela meat, I gave it to the dog, and then I take the kosher meat, the kosher piece of meat that just became treif because I cooked it with the treifer piece. And I throw it into another pot, then it's bimimimim b'mashu. So why does the Gemara say, kimin shenosna tam b'chaticha? When I cooked the nevela meat with the first piece of meat, you didn't have shishim. Even if you did have shishim, then it's bimimimim b'mashu. So you should say, if I cooked the nevela meat with kosher meat, even if you did have shishim, bimimimim b'mashu, and then if I take any piece over there and I cook it with another pot of kosher meat, min b'mashu.
The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says if the first piece of treif of meat was cooked with one piece of kosher meat and you didn't have shishim, kimin shenasna tam bechaticha, chaticha atzma nasas nevela, and then if I throw out the treif of meat and I take this kosher meat, I throw out a new pot, it'll asana mashu. Why did he say the first time it didn't have shishim? Even if it didn't have shishim. Even if you did have shishim the first time against the treif of piece. Mimim minib mashu. Say, see from the Gemara that trei mashu hulay amrinan. That's what you see from the Gemara. If the first piece of treifa meat asid a whole pot full of kosher meat, because min minim mashu, that's Rav Yehuda Shita, min minim mashu, then a piece of meat that only became asid because of mashu falls into another pot with a. So you see, you don't say mashu twice. Trei mashu hulay amrinan. That's what you
say. Did we say that?
Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds mimim minim b'mashu is a din min haTorah, and you didn't have and you had shishim against the first piece of meat, and everything became treif min haTorah, mimim minim b'mashu. But if one of those pieces of meat that just became treif because of the top falls into the next part, so you don't say it asas b'mashu. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, treif mashu la'amina. Why not? So Rabbi Ephraim asks. But if you say chaticha atzma nasas nevela b'shari surim, I treat the piece of kosher meat that just became treif as if it itself is treif, so should aser b'mashu in the second part. So you see that you don't say like that. You don't say that the kosher piece of meat that became treif because of the flavor from the treif meat. You don't say that it turns into yisa. Only the bolua in it. The little mashu of Isa that fell into it, that's aser. No, so let that aser the mashu. So still didn't answer. I cooked a piece of nevela meat in a pot that has 1,000 units of kosher meat. And I was cooking for 2 hours. So the tiny particles, some of the tiny particles, mashu, is floating all over the whole pot. But Rabbi Yehuda holds mimim minim b'mashu. It's not batel b'shishim. So all the flesh in the pot becomes also mimim minim b'mashu. So when a piece of kosher meat that just became trei falls into another pot, so say that asas b'mashu. Why don't you say trei mashu? There is a mashu in every piece of meat there. So let it asa. So that the Tosis never explains why. So the Shachan Yeridaya gives his interpretation. He disagrees with the Taz. Makes up a hope shot, so the Shach doesn't like it. Shach says, no, that's not called mimimina. If a piece of flesh falls in with 1,000 pieces of flesh, flesh and flesh is mimimina. But if you have a bli of mashahu in a piece of meat, and then this piece of kosher meat with a treif of bli of mashu falls into another piece, but the kosher piece of meat remains kosher, never became treif. So we're going to say the bli of mashahu in the piece of meat is mimim minoi. It started off as a piece of nevela meat, but now it's only a mashahu balua and a piece of kosher meat. So you're going to say the mashahu with all the kosher meat is mimim minoi. A mashahu is not a mimim minoi. That's a mimim shena minoi. That's how the Shach interprets the Tosfos. Others learn differently. The Rashba learns differently. But that's how the Shach learns pshat. So he said this whole word. So that's what the Rabbein Ephraim says. From the fact that the Gemara says trei mashu hulay aminon, it'll only asa if originally when I cooked the nevela with the kosher meat there was no shishim. So the flavor from the kosher meat is nice and tam. You don't have shishim against it. So it's not a mashu. It's a significant. It's mimimina, so you can't taste it anyway. Everything has the same flavor. But it's a significant amount. It wasn't as batel v'shishim. So then that belia in the kosher meat, that's a mimimina with the rest of the meat. So I've caught a masilka, I threw out the nevela piece, and I have the kosher piece, and then throw it into a new pot with 1,000 pieces of meat. So that's going to be mimimina b'mashu. That's Rabbi Ephraim. But the Gemara did say something about chaticha atzmanas nevela. Uki Rabbi Amar Ale, what did he say? So what did he mean, chatich atzma nas nevela? If Rabbi Ephraim and Rav HaRishonim hold, it doesn't apply. So Tosfos never quotes the whole Rabbi Ephraim. So the Rashba quotes the missing line of the Rabbi Ephraim. Could be that it was missing in Taisa. Every so often there's a Taisa where there's a line missing. They had to fit it in on the daf. So sometimes the printers, they had to squeeze everything in. So sometimes the printers left out Taisa. Remember in Avodah Zarah, the daf Yom is learning Avodah Zarah now. There's a Taisa in the end of Avodah Zarah, and an Amud Aleph, a big fat Taisa. Taisa has a kash in it. Taisa has a kasha and a teretz. And the teretz doesn't have any connection with the kasha whatsoever. It doesn't read straight. And nobody in the back realizes it doesn't relate. So you look in the Or Zoruah has the original text of the Tosfos. So there's missing four lines in the middle. On the first kasha there's a teretz, and then there's a second kasha. So they printed in Tosfos the first kasha and the teretz in the second kasha, and you're missing four lines in the middle. Missing the teretz on the first kasha and the kasha for the second teretz. So here also it could be that this line is missing. The Rashba quotes the missing line. So he says the missing line is like this. When you're trying to calculate whether you have shishim or not, so you have to know what is the volume of the issa that fell in. So what if the original nevela was so big and then it was cooked with a little pot of flesh? So do you have shishim or not? Do you have shishim? So let's say the first time you know you didn't have shishim, but now it's going to fall into the... Again, you had a piece of nevela, you cooked it with flesh, and you don't have shishim. Let's say you have shloshim against it. And then you identify the nevela, you throw it out, and you give it to the dog. And now, one of these pieces falls into a new part of flesh. So if you hold chatich anas nevela, if you hold mimim minim mashu, so it's going to ask. So if you don't hold like rebuta mimim minim mashu, won't ask. So the Rabbi Ephraim just says, if you don't remember how big the original Issa was, you have no way of knowing. So that's why it can't exceed the Blias Issa, and the kosher pieces of meat cannot exceed the original piece, but you don't know how big the original piece was. Yeah. So if you don't know how big it was, you have to be machmer. It can't exceed the volume of the kosher meat that it was nibla into. So that's all it means. Chatich atzmanasavela means, if you don't know how big the original piece was, you have to be machmer as if all of the kosher pieces of meat are balua through and through, as if it has 100% treifas in it. Because you don't know how much to measure shishim against. So you have to measure against the biggest chumer. That's all it means. But it doesn't mean what it usually means. And af kuches chaticha nasveila means a real din. Chanan b'basa b'cholot. Here it doesn't really mean that. Here it just means you have to go to chumer because you don't know how much you have to calculate against. You don't know how big the original piece was. If you know how big the original piece of Issa was, all you need is shishim against that. The Blias Issa and the kosher piece of meat can't exceed the size of the original treifa piece. So you don't know how big it was, so you need, he said, chaticha nas nevela, you have to measure shishim against all of the kosher pieces of meat. And the Rabbi and Tam says, no, that the Geloshen HaGemar is to be taken literally. Chaticha atzma nasis nevela. You always have to measure. The din requires, not because you don't know, even if you do know how big it is, you have to measure shishim against the carrier of the issa. You treat it as if the whole thing is dry. Okay, but in that we'll have to discuss a little more. So Leitchik had a whole important shiur on this topic. But in that next week we'll have to discuss. I remember Rav Soloveitchik had his surgery. He had a cancer surgery. So he was out of the yeshiva for a couple of weeks. Then he came back on Tainus Esther. And he started learning Tarubis. So when he was learning this topic, so he gave his pshat. So the student said, but when you were absent, when you were out, so your brother, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, said a different pshat. So he couldn't imagine that his brother said. He said, my brother never said that. His brother did say. Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik said over the Orach HaShulchan, he used to stay over a lot of things from the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan had the pshat that Rav Soloveitchik didn't like. So believe that, next week we'll have to discuss it. We have a din in the Gemara, a famous din that people know. The Gemara has a klal, Ein od meisbatz meiroshim. A person comes and he admits that he did an aver. So we don't believe him. You don't give him malchus, you don't give him misa, and you don't pass on him later. So a man comes and he says, I was Mechal Shabbos, I ate treifas, I do Malach on Yontif. You don't believe him to declare that he's Pasolatus. Where did the rabbis figure that one out from? Ein on the Mesmatz Mei Rosh. So the Pashto says that's based on a Pasuk in today's Sedra. It says that a Ganav who steals has to pay Kefal. Let's say the ganav stole a cow that's worth $1,000, and the cow died. After he stole the cow, died. So ganav is chai b'yom, since he asked, the cow was worth $1,000. So there's a difference between a ganav and a gazlan. If he stole it in clear daylight, he's a gazlan. So he only pays $1,000. He only pays keren. And if he's a ganav, he snuck in to steal the behemah stealthily. So then he has to pay kefil. So the keren, the $1,000 that he pays, that's called mammon. That to make up the hefsid, he's responsible because he stole the cow. So that's called mammon. But the extra $1,000, the kefil, the second payment, that's a knas, that's a penalty. So the pasuk says, Ashe Ashin Elohim. Elohim is Lashon Chol, it means Dayanim. Ashe Ashin Elohim, Ishanim Shnaim Dereye. He pays kefil if the bezin will declare that he's a ganav. So the Gemara has a diuk on the pasuk, Ashe Ashin Elohim, Prat Lamarshia Es Atzmo. If he's going to admit on his own that ganavti, then he doesn't pay. So that's exactly the lashon Ein Odam Meisim Atzmei Rasha, comes from that pasuk. Ashe Ashin Elohim, the bezin has to declare. No, let the bezin declare based on what he said. He says he admits that he stole. So that's the other half of the story is based on the Gemara has. The other half of the story is based on another pasuk. The pasuk says in Himatze, if the ganav was tavach umochar, the ganav stole shor baseh and he shechts it or he sells it. So he has to pay dalad bei chamisha boker shalom tachas hashor v'arbat zon tachas haseh. That's if tovach hamocha, if he shechts it or he sells it. What if himatzi biyodo hagneiva, the ganav stole it and he didn't shecht it and he didn't sell it, and they catch him red handed, he has the geneva. So then it says himatzi simatzi biyodo hagneiva sharach hamarat zeh chayim sham sham. He only pays kefil, he doesn't pay dalad bei. So the Gemara says, why does it say himatzi simatzi? Why the kefil loshen? So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Well, the dibur Torah k'lishon b'nei adam, or lo dibur Torah k'lishon b'nei adam, was the chumash when the Rabban Shalom dictated the chumash. We believe the chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter. We learn adinim from Amalei and Achoseh, the fact that it's written with an extra letter, without a letter. So every word, every letter of the chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what? So when it says l'shanis kfulim, himatzi simanis hanik tanik dasan titen sokol yisokel. So does it mean anything, the fact that it's written twice, a kefil lashon? So Rabbi Shmuel holds, Dibur Torah k'lishon b'nei adam b'nei adam. The Rabban Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, the way people speak. So people talk a lot of times extra words, unnecessary. So Rabbi Shmuel says, every so often you'll have a pasuk that's a long pasuk with a lot of words, and it only tells you one din. So what do you need? What's such a long pasuk? It tells you one din in Geruk. And Rabbi Kiva says there is no such thing. A whole pasuk only tells you one din, it can't be. When you have a kefil lashon, you say, Lo dibur Torah k'lishon b'nei adam. Every time you have the shanis kfulim, you have to darshan something. Here it says, himatzi b'yad ha-gnevo. All it means is that it's not lo tavach and lo mochar. If tavach and mochar, he'd pay dalad bay. Lo tavach and lo mochar. So why does it say, himatzi b'yad ha-gnevo? So the Gemara says, himatzi b'yadim, timatzi b'dayonim. So when it says in the other pasuk, Ashi Ashin Elohim Prat Lamashia Es Atzmo, that's based really on this pasuk. It says Himatzi Simatzi Biyada Hagneva, and we understand Himatzi Biyadim Timatzi Bidayanim. So then Ashi Ashin Elohim, the Bezdin can paskin that I'm chayv to pay kefil. First, I have to ascertain that I did an aver. That's a guy comes and he says I owe him $1,000. So Bezdin doesn't ask any question. Why do you owe him $1,000? He says you owe him $1,000. I pay the money. Let's say he says, I stole $1,000 when he wasn't watching, and he doesn't even realize that I stole $1,000 from him. So you should say, Ein on a mes matzmei Russia, the guy's not believed to say that he stole $1,000. If I would make Ahidos Baldin, I borrowed $1,000, I didn't say I did an aver. I borrowed $1,000, I got to pay it back. What if I admit that I stole $1,000? So the Rishonim say, Beferis, ironic Subis, Rishonim say, you don't say Ein on a mes matzmei Russia there. The Bezdin doesn't have to ascertain that the background, the Sibas Achiev is true. Guy says he stole it. Was Yemei Nafkamina. He made it. He does Badin. He owes $1,000. So pay. We don't have to accept his explanation. Why? He owes him $1,000. Meiz Tam Sheyir. But if he says I owe him $2,000 because I did a Geneva and I owe $1,000 for Karen, $1,000 for Kefil. So the Kefil is a Knas and the Knas is an Onish. Onish can't be self-imposed. That's a person ate Chazah. He knows he deserves Malkus. So he beats himself up. That's not called Malkus. So the guy knows he's Mechal Shabbos, the Mezid of Asroah. He's going to give himself a skila. That's not called an Oina. An Oina has to be imposed, me Bachutz. So the bezin has to be mevurah to the bezin. It's not enough that I know on my own that I ate chazer, I deserve malchus, I was mechal shabbos, I deserve mis. It has to be mizbarah to bezin. So if I admit I was mechal shabbos, the ain on a mes matzma rasha. We learn from the pesukim a guy is not believed to ascertain that he's a rasha. So it was never mizbarah and bezin. I admit that I ate chaz, and so Bezin is going to give me the malchus. No, Bezin is not supposed to believe it. I said, ain on a mes matzmei rosh. Where's the original mokar for ain on a mes matzmei rosh? By knas. Because knas is also an oinish. It's not an oinish aguf like malchus amisa, but it is an oinish. So the Bezin can only give the oinish if they ascertain that the reason is true. If I say I stole $1,000 and I owe you $1,000, they don't have to ascertain that it's true that I stole. Guy says he owes $1,000, he may say tam shayir, we don't care. But if he says, I stole Biganeva and I owe you 2,000, 1,000 kerem, 1,000 kefil, so the kefil is an onesh. So you only give an onesh if it's ascertained to the bezdin with evidence that's satisfactory to the bezdin. We say, ashiyashin alehim pratam ashiyasatzma, he's not believed on his own to say that he did the avera. So therefore you can't make him pay the knas. That's the mocker of this din, ein on a mesim atzmei rosh. I remember Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a pasuk, Lo sevara esh b'chom ha'shoseichem b'yoyim ha'shabbos. So the Gemara asks, why was Havara singled out? So Gemara has a whole discussion. Then it says, why does it say b'chom ha'shoseichem? B'chom ha'shoseichem means not only in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Lartz. The agriculture mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Chilul Shabbos is not an agriculture mitzvah. So why does it say b'chom ha'shoseichem? So the Gemara says no, and Yevamos in the Sanhedrin, Chom Hashosech means Moshe Bezin. Even Bezin is not allowed to do Havara. What does that mean? Even Bezin, what's the Havamina? So the Gemara says we would have been able to construct the whole Kavachaymer that Misa's Bezin should be Deicha Shabbos. Why so? Because if the guy's Chai Misa's Bezin, he's the only Kohen in the world who can be Makrib the Karbonis. So it says, "Bim Mizbechi Tekechen Olamos." Even if he's the only Kohen, and we're going to give him the death penalty, we're not going to be able to be makriv to meet him and himself until another Kohen becomes bar mitzvah, and we'll train him how to do it. So tough luck. So we got to give him the Einish Misa. So you see that Misa Bezin is more important than all the Hakrabas Hakarbonas, and Karbonas Tzibra Decha Shabbos to meet him and himself from a Decha Shabbos. A is greater than B. B is greater than C. So A is greater than C. So Misa's Bezin is Doiche HaKrovas Kol HaKarbonis. And Karbonis Sibra Doiche Shabbos, so it should come out. The Misa's Bezin should be Doiche Shabbos. So that's why you have a Pasuk, L'Svaresh B'chol Mashosech V'yar Mashabbos, that it's not so. You know that Bezin is not allowed to be Mahal Shabbos by giving Sreifa. L'Svaresh goes, one of the forms of Misa's Bezin is Sreifa. You're not allowed to do that. So the Ramam counts that as a separate law. You're not allowed to be Mahal Shabbos. And L'Svaresh, you're not allowed to give Misa's Bezin. So the Mogan Avram asked, why did he count it as another mitzvah? That's Chilul Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. I would have thought that it's Mutter, based on a Kalvachaymer. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So Kamash Malan Nedrasha, that it falls back under the category of Chilul Shabbos. You're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. They counted it already. So the later Achrayim, Davnei Nez, and many others, Rav Soloveitchik, Zot, and Davnei Nez, later Achrayim say no. The Rambam holds that this is a separate lab, Shalola Ha'anish B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to give an Oynish, even if the Oynish is not a Malacha. Even a doin is not a malacha. Some achrenim say to put a person in cherem on Shabbos is an isa deraisa, even though he's not doing any malacha at all. Rav Soloveitchik said he was mesupik. Let's say Bezdim will force a person to pay knas on Shabbos. It's not an oinish aguf, but it is an oinish. It's an oinish for an avera that the person did, but he has to pay kefil dalad vehe. And you only pay if it's ascertained he must be edim to must be dayanim, if it's ascertained that he did the avera. And let's say a guy knows on his own that he stole, and he knows that it's chayv karen kefil. He comes and he says, I want to give you a check for $2,000. So Tosis quotes in Rishami, you haven't accomplished anything. Even if you want to volunteer on your own to pay the knas, you don't accomplish anything. Knas is an oynish, and oynish has to be imposed by bachutz. A self-imposed oynish is not called an oynish. So that's the mark of this din. Ein on a mes matzmei rosh, it's lined up in the pasuk. Ashi ashin alehim, batam ashi asatzma, ein on a mes matzmei rosh. You only pay the knas if you have Edom who say that you did the aver. If you say on your own, you're not believed. And if you're not believed, then the Bezin can administer an Einish. And if you're going to have a self-imposed on, it's not called an Einish. Rav Soloveitchik said, he's not sure. It's not an Einish aguf, though. It's an Einish, but it's not an Einish aguf. Like Malchus on Misa, Acherim. So he wasn't sure would that constitute a biblical, would that be an Issa Deraisa to make him pay the Knas on Shabbos? Unless they're going to pay him money. So money is Muktzah, you're not allowed to handle money on Shabbos. And Piron Achov, if I owe somebody money, I pay on Shabbos, there's a Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. You may mark it down that you paid your debt already. So it's awesome in the Rabbana to pay Chavis. But he was asking, maybe it's an Issa Deraisa, Shalola Ha'anish B'Shabbos. So he wasn't sure. But this is clear that Knas is an Einish. It's an einish for what he did, and the Bezdin only imposes the knas if they can ascertain that the guy really did the aver, and for that you need to aid him. He's not neman al pi atzma. A lot of psukim in today, Sedra. I used to sit next to Balabas and Shul in Washington Heights. He said his brother learned in Slabotka, and he says the Rosh Hashiva told him he's going to give him a fahir on Pashas Mishpatim. He knows everything in Mishpatim from the beginning to the end. He'll give him smicha yari yari yad yad. Mishpatim has almost everything. Has basa b'chalal, has gerishin, has kiddushin, has nizikin, has noshin, has noshin nizikin, has everything there. So if you know Mishpatim, he'll give you smicha.
I know that the Rebbe had to say, you shouldn't daven with your outer clothing, like your right, with a coat or something like that, or boots or something like that. So, what, so let's say you don't have a jacket on, you just have a jacket, a coat, you know, warm stuff like that.
I told him I wish I knew that,